VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has resigned in protest of an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lieberman's resignation significantly weakens Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition government and could bring about an early Israeli election. The defense minister says the ceasefire reached with Gaza's Hamas rulers is a surrender to terrorism. He's demanded a far stronger Israeli response to the most intense round of rocket fire against Israel since a 50-day war in 2014. Lieberman's resignation will go into effect in 48 hours. Netanyahu will take over on an interim basis.
The American Vice President Mike Pence took a hard line Wednesday with Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar. He told her at the ASEAN conference in Singapore that there's no excuse for how Rohingya Muslims are being treated.
This is a tragedy that has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. The violence and persecution by military and vigilantes that resulted in driving 700,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh is without excuse. The arrest and jailing of two journalists last fall was deeply troubling to millions of Americans, and I look forward to speaking with you about the premium that we place on a free and independent press.
Diplomatic efforts are underway to bring an end to the fighting for control of the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah in Yemen. The city is under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition that is battling Houthi rebel defenders. Britain said the coalition has agreed to allow rebel casualties to be evacuated. This is VOA News.